Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Precious Lord, is once again your servant come to you in prayer in the name of Jesus, Lord. Just want to thank you right now. We want to thank you right now, Lord, for every breath you gave us to breathe this morning, Lord. And we want to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we glorify you. We magnify you this morning. We thank you for the blood running warm through our body. We thank you for every heartbeat. We thank you we're able to stand. We thank you right now you kept us through the unseen and seen dangers while we laid down and slept last night. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you that you are God, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your son Jesus who died and shed his blood on the cross for our sins. We thank you and we believe, Lord. We thank you for salvation, Lord. We know, Lord, that life is but a vapor, Lord. We're here today and we're going tomorrow, Lord. But, Lord, we're going to serve you today in truth and in spirit while we're still dead, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We ask you right now, Lord, to forgive us of our sin. For we know we've sinned and fallen short of your glory, Lord. So I ask you to please forgive me, Lord, of anything I may have said or did this week or even this morning, Lord, that my prayers won't be hindered this morning. Lord, somebody needs you this morning. Somebody, Lord, has a heavy heart, Lord. Well, now we're able to lift that load. Somebody's not feeling well. Somebody's sick this morning, Lord. We're able to heal right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Somebody's child was wayward this morning. They need prayer. They're lost, Lord. So we ask you to touch them right now in the name of Jesus right now. We ask you to touch the ones in Alabama, California, Georgia, Lord, where the rain came and flooded homes and houses, Lord. We thank you right now for your glory, Lord. We ask you this to be and have mercy on those people, Lord. We ask you right now, Lord, to lead and guide us, Lord, in the ways you have us to go, Lord. We can do nothing by ourselves, but we can do everything, Lord, through Jesus who strengthens us, Lord, daily, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the sinner man, sinner girl, sinner boy, Lord. Lord, this sin is running rapidly in this world, Lord. We ask you to have mercy right now, Lord. We know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Help us, Lord. Lead us, Lord. Order our steps, Lord. Let our light shine so men's boys and girls will see Jesus in us and glorify you, which is in heaven, Lord. We ask you to bless the pastor and his family today, Lord. We thank you for him. Give him strength to go on, Lord, to preach another day, Lord. We thank you for each and every member and everyone under the sound of my voice. Use us, Lord, while it's still day. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. We thank you. We are to glorify you today, and we say thank you. Touch the musicians, Lord, the choir, Lord. Touch ever all of us today, Lord. We are your servant. And we're your child, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Ask these prayers. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like I once was lost, but now I found was blind, but now I see God's grace had taught my heart to yes. And today,
praise God.
Some come for one thing and some come for another. But Father God, here we are right now, standing in the need of prayer. Father God, we thank you for what you've all brought us through.
All that you've done, all that what you continue to do. Father, we know we serve a mighty God. We come to just remind each other that what you can't do just can't be done. There might be new situations to us, but there's nothing new under the sun that you don't know about. Now, Father God, someone here that's standing in the need of a blessing right now. Father God, we ask you to move on their behalf right now, intercede for them right now. Father God, someone is standing here in proxy for someone else. Might be on the job, Father God. Might be in the streets, but Father God, just move on their situation. Father God, we come right now and bless the bereaved family right now. Father God, let them remind them that earth has no sorrow, that heaven can't heal. Father God, we ask you to bless our bereaved New Hope family in a mighty way, Father God. Just remind them that we're here and that we love them. Father God, bless you to bless each and every one. Father, we said thank you. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for the healings that you're doing, Father God. Father God, we thank you for bringing us into a new year. Father God, it wasn't just by mistake that we made it. Father, we understand that our job is not done yet, Father. And we said, Father, give us the knowledge and the know-how to do what you have in store for us. Now, Father God, we'd actually bless our pastor in a mighty way. Father, keep your hands all around him. Protect his going out and his coming in. Father God, build a fence around him no matter where he goes. What he do, let no one cause any hurt, harm, or danger for him. Not only him, Father God, but protect his family in a mighty way, Father God. Father God, we know the enemy is busy every day. So, Father God, keep them in the arms of your hands, Father God. We thank you in advance for what you're doing. Thank you for what you've already done. Father, this we said thank you. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Somebody stand on your feet and say, God is a great God. Somebody that know God made a way for you. Somebody know if it had not been for the Lord on you. Stand on your feet. Say, God is for real. I know a mighty God. I know him. I know him because he did it for me. He made a way for me. He changed my life. He turned me around. He placed my feet on high. I know a good God. I don't know what it looked like. I don't know what it seemed like to you. But God is a good God. God is a great God. Somebody say Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank God for it. Amen. Amen. Take your seat. Take your seat. We're waiting on our new members if they're ready. Are they ready? Amen. Amen. They're going to process your hand right now. Thank God for you. Thank you.
Dr. Reed, would you do us the honor of leading us in prayer?
In the service.
Yes, yes.
Good to be back home. Mm-hmm. Been gone a while, but it's good always to come home. Just went to visit family for about a month, so praise God. All of you look wonderful. So Pastor trying to work me already. But God.
Praise God.
But God. Good to see your smiling faces. Waiting for everyone to be seated.
Praise God.
Good to see Deacon Sims here.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God.
And my little pregnated bonus daughter with my bonus grandchild.
Praise God.
Let us pray. Gracious and almighty Father God, we truly thank you for all of your many blessings. Thank you for what you've done, doing, and will do. Now, Lord, we ask you to bless us with the manifestation of your presence that we may experience your Shekinah glory in this place, in our lives, oh God. We thank you for this privilege of come to give you praise and worship. So we enter into your courts with thanksgiving and with praise. Order our steps in your word, O Lord. And this day is special as we celebrate our new members, O Lord, who have come to be a part of our New Hope family. Thank you for continually blessing us each and every day. Thank you for our pastor, God. Undergird him with your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. Fill us all with your Holy Spirit that we may be endued with your power, O Lord, power that only comes from you. May the musicians praise glory unto you, O God. May the choir sing praises unto you, O God. May we as worshipers sing praises unto you. For you say, when praises go up, blessings come down. Lord, we thank you for continuing being our Father. You are Abba. You look beyond our faults and supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. All day and all night, O Lord. All day and all night, O Lord. We will praise you, glorify you. Yes, Lord. Woo. The angels. Keep watching over me. Make it personal. Over me. Over me. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Good morning, New Hope. My name is Deacon Davis, and I'm going to be your MC this morning. You're only going to see me a couple times. We're going to make this short and sweet. But before we get started, we want to celebrate our annual new members program. We haven't done this in a long time. So we just want to celebrate our new members and just everyone. We want you to get involved, be a part. We want you to surround our new members with love. Just want to remind our new members there's benefits to being part of the family. There's benefits. The Lord has promised you things. Hold God to his word. When you need somebody, there's a bunch of us. When you need some help, when you need someone to pray with you, here we are. So come, welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. Amen. Amen. So we're going to follow the program. But before we get started, we want to remind you that we have children's church today. Amen? So if you'd be so kind as just allow us to to be with your children this morning. We're going to be downstairs, so if you can let them go downstairs, we have some teachers downstairs waiting to worship with them, so they can, if you can and will, allow them to go downstairs at this time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so we're going to follow the program as it is. Next, we're going to have a responsive reading by Brother Joel Coffey. We're going to have a scripture by Sister Mary Austin. We're going to have a song by the choir and welcome by Sister Lisa Thomas. We're going to have another song by the choir, and then you're going to hear from our pastor. Amen? So if you would please come forward, Brother Joel. There he is. Amen. Amen. This is the pastor's grandson. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, church. Would you please stand for the responsive reading? I'll read the bold print. You'll read the light print. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Amen. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm going to read Psalms 122, 1 through 9. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brother and companions, I will now say, peace be within you, because of the house of the Lord. Our God, I will seek your good. May the Lord have a blessing to read and hear it and doers of the word. Amen.
to know about Jesus. Somebody say he's all right. He'll make a way. Amen, amen.
Good morning, saints. How's everybody this morning? Praise the name of the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Do we have any visitors this morning? Would you please stand, state your name and where you're from, please? All right. We'll start here in the front on your right here. All right. Oh, great. Great. Right here. Okay. Well, on behalf of our pastor and First Lady, Reverend Dr. Ralph Steed, the trustees, associate ministers, and deacons, and the rest of the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, we are so delighted to have you here. As you can see, we're excited about Jesus, and we want you to be excited about Jesus also. We're hoping that the Holy Spirit will just grab hold of you as the word is preached, as the songs are lifted up to Zion, and we just want you to join in and feel like you're at home and praise him however the Lord sees fit. Thank you for coming, and if you ever are this way again, please come and join us because we love to praise God, and the more the merrier. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. That sounds like a good new member. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, this is a joyous time. Amen. Truly, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We give God all the honor, all of the praise. Amen. For all of his rich blessings. To all of the clergies in the house, to the officers, to our deacons, deaconesses, mothers, choir, ushers, saints, and friends, and to our new members. Amen. We praise God for you today. Amen. And to all of those who are listening in and to our visitors, amen. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. It's just a joy to be here today. I believe this is our second, if I'm not mistaken, new members service. Amen. And we just excited and joyous about it, what the Lord is doing here at New Hope. Because you're here, we know that things are going to get even better. Amen. And so we want you to know that we appreciate you from the beginning. So just quickly, I just want to make mention let us remember Dr. Martin Luther King, one of our great patriots that paved the way for us. Amen. For freedom. And so on tomorrow, there will be a commemoration day. So different areas will have services if you would like to go to celebrate what Dr. King has done for us. Again, we're just excited about Children's Church starting up again. Amen. We thank God for Reverend Kitchen and his staff and what they're doing. If you have children and you like to take them down so that they'll be able to be taught on their level, amen, we invite you to take them down or have the ushers to take them down for you. Amen. So that they can be a part of our children's church. Amen. We'd like to, again, encourage you to get into the Word by way of Bible study. We have it on Tuesdays at 9:30, and we have it on, 10:30 on Tuesday morning. Amen. And then we have it on Wednesday at 6 p.m. Amen. So we invite you to get into the Word as we start this new year. Amen. Let's start a new direction in Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. Being led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. We can avoid a lot of bridges to cross if we would just follow Jesus. Somebody say, follow his GPS. Praise God. So we invite you to join us. And then on Saturday evenings, when you've been through the whole week and, you know, you have endured your problems and seem like they're pressing you down, be with us at 7 p.m. on Saturday evening for prayer, and where we turn everything over to the Lord. Come on, somebody. In other words, if we empty ourselves on Saturday evenings, when we come in on Sunday morning, we're free to praise the Lord. Can somebody say, praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Amen. The problem that we can't praise him because we don't make preparations to praise him. Huh? Have you put Jesus on your mind as you came through those doors? Amen. If you got Jesus on your mind, you know you came to meet the King. You didn't come to look at me and see how good I dress. Praise God. You came to do what? Praise God. Amen. Amen. And see, if you came to be a spectator, you're going to miss something. But if you come to be a praiser, amen, you're going to get your blessing. Amen. So we invite you. Thank you for your tithe and your offering. Amen. Pray for those on our sick list, those that have lost loved ones. Sister Barbara Jackson, her husband had their celebration of life. Brother Robert Jackson on yesterday. Let's pray for that family. Amen. Pray for also Dick and Houston, who aren't past there in Shreveport, Louisiana, 101 years old. Come on, somebody. Amen. Longevity. Amen. Sister Gloria Williams, who, stand up, Sister Williams. Somebody might not know you. Sister Gloria Williams, her son passed in California. Let's keep her lifted in prayer. Amen. Say again. Arizona, I'm sorry, Arizona, thank you. And the viewing will be when? 3 to 7. Okay, at Greener Pastor Funeral Home, if you would like to pay respects to the family. Thank you so much. All right, pray for Mother Graham. Amen. Her sister passed. Amen. There in Alabama. Pray for Brother Thornton, William Thornton, who's been diagnosed with cancer. Sister Virginia Martin, who's recovering from an accident. Sister Bessie Bunny. Reverend Donovan, the wife, who's recovering. Deacon Core and family. Deacon Sims, so grateful to see him this morning and his family. Amen. And I hear that we're going to have a new addition. Amen. To the family. Amen. So we thank God for you. Pray for Brother William Hunter, And Sister Gloria Jackson, I understand that she's in Cobb Will Star. So keep all of those lifted in prayer. This is a joyous time. You know, through the pandemic, we've had to push back because we didn't really want to make contact because of the virus and everything. But this is a joyous day for our new members. And some of them didn't get the chance to get the right hand of fellowship. And we want to do that at this time. I want all new members, just come stand across, amen, the altar here. All the new members, come stand across the altar. I want all of our officials to line up. Get ready to introduce yourself to them. And we will give them the right hand of fellowship at this time. Amen. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Lean in on. All of our officials, our deacons, our deaconesses, our mothers, amen. Let's come, our ministers. Let's come and introduce ourselves to our new members. Amen. Glad to have you. God bless you. Welcome. Welcome. So good to have you. So good to have you. God bless you, my brother. Good to have you, man. Bless you. Bless you, my sister. So good to have you. Amen. Bless you, darling. Good to have you. Bless you, my brother. Good to have you. Bless you. Good to have you. Bless you, my brother. Look for great things for me now. Bless you. Bless you. Welcome. Welcome to New Hope. Hey, baby. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you, darling. So good to have you. Bless you, mother. Good to have you. Good to have you. Praise God. Hey, my brother. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you, darling. Bless you. Good to have you. Bless you. Good to have you. Bless you, my brother. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. So good to have you. Bless you. All right. Hey, my friend. Bless you. Hey, sweetheart. See ya. I'm going that way.
Secure from all, and we're leaning.
leading. We're leading. We are leading. Oh, give a so good to see you. Good to see you, babe. You look good. Wonderful. How you doing, sweetheart? Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Oh, okay. What fellowship is all about. Meeting and greeting. Amen. Praise God.
give our new members another hand. Come on, come on. Let's give it to them. Let's give it to them. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Now give our choir a hand.
Good morning. Good morning. It's a blessing to be here.
Amen.
Let's give our new members a hand, and we're so glad that you're here with us. And our future new members, we look forward to having you as well.
Amen.
How many of you asked the Lord for something and you thought he wasn't going to do it, but he did just what he said?
Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah.
It didn't matter what you was asking. And to be honest with you, it doesn't matter, because that was between you and God.
Come on, son.
But he did just what he said. The Bible says, ask. And it shall be given.
Yeah.
A lot of times we tell God,
come on now,
what we want him to do.
Yeah.
And that's incorrect.
Come on.
The Bible says, ask. And it shall be, not might.
Uh-huh.
Let me consider. It said it shall be. That means it will be done.
Yeah.
So we're just going to minister this song that simply says, and you did. That means an addition to.
Come on.
And you did what you said.
All right. Praise God.
No one.
Praise God. Praise God. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Glory to God. Somebody say praise God. Praise God. What a... You know, you can only feel this when you get a relationship with God. If you don't have no relationship with God, you're going to look at folks like they're crazy. But I guarantee you, once you get a relationship with God, you're going to shout. You're going to tell your story. You're going to let somebody know that God's been good to you, that he woke you up. He put food on your table, shelter over your head, mercy and grace up and down the dangerous highway. Somebody ought to stand to your feet and give God some glory up in here. He's worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. We got to go. We got to go. Bless the Lord. We got to go. We got to go. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Come on, one more time. Give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Jeremiah says like fire.
Say it, Pastor. Say it. Say it.
Come on, somebody. Shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. I just wouldn't serve a God I couldn't feel. Come on, somebody. Amen. Somebody just need to let loose and let God have his way. Stop worrying about your trouble. Stop worrying about your problem. Stop worrying about your circumstances. Let go and let God have his way. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he work it out? Won't he make a way? Somebody know. Woo! Glory to God. Hey, 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 hey. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm so glad I know him. I wish everybody else did. Woo! Make you run. Ain't nobody behind you. Make you cry. and nobody bother you. Do anybody know him today? His name is Jesus. Listen. I got to tell you a little something before we go home. Can I just tell you a little something? Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father, we thank you once again for a time in the Word. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that is up in here right now. Oh God, let it lead us, let it teach us your word today, that we may have food for our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. New members service. I want to talk about building people. Building people. If we are followers of Christ, then it will show in our lives. In other words, you ain't just talking loud and saying nothing. A man dies and goes to heaven. Of course, St. Peter meets him at the pearly gates. St. Peter says, here's how it works. You need 100 points to make it into heaven. You tell me all the good things you've done, and I give you a certain number of points for each item, depending on how good it was. When you reach 100 points, you get into heaven. The man said, okay. I was married to the same woman 50 years and never cheated on her, even in my heart. St. Peter says, well, that's wonderful. That's worth 3 points. 3 points, he says. Well, I attended church all my life and supported its ministry with my tithe and service. Terrific, terrific, St. Peter said. That's certainly worth a point. 1 point? Golly. How about this? I started a soup kitchen in my city and worked in the shelter homeless veteran. Fantastic, St. Peter says. That's good for 2 points. 2 points? The man cried. At this rate, the only way I can get into heaven is by the grace of God. St. Peter said, come on in. Today, we are continuing our church membership course. Before you wonder if you're in the right place, you are. You, amen, we're all going through this together. Early service, we define church membership as a commitment to worship and serve God together. We also said that church members have shared beliefs. Here at New Hope, we believe that salvation is possible because of what Jesus has did for us. We believe that you get salvation through the faith in Christ and not what you do. But what you did. We also believe that the authority for our belief and decision comes from the Bible. That this book is the Word of God. It is from the book
that we take our main purpose. There are other purposes, other things, amen, that were ought to be considered. But, brothers and sisters, the main thing to keep in mind is that we are, amen, missionaries for the community. We have mission to reach people for Christ. In Luke chapter 19, verse 10, Jesus said, "The Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." Do you remember the gospel? Good news, good cause. We are going to practice it now. It calls for a pop quiz. God created us to be with him. Our sins separate us from God. Sins cannot be removed by good deeds. Paying the price for sin, Jesus died and rose again. Everyone who trusts in him alone has eternal life. Amen. Life with Jesus starts now and lasts forever. Understanding the gospel and how to share it is part of our vision statement, our statement about who we want to be. We call it VISA: vision, integrity, structure, and accountability. We seek a vision that is Christ-centered. We are his representatives. His mission of preaching, teaching, healing, evangelism, nurturing believers, and confronting the power of this age by the power of God. That is our mission. We seek to be a body by integrity. Our confession should be matched by our commitment and conduct. We seek structure that enables us to carry out the mission. We want all to be accountable to the church, before the public, and to God. That is our mission. The first thing is that we want to be a group of people who focus on building relationships so the people can know God. Jesus built relationship with people for the purpose of telling them the gospel of grace, and so should we. We need a relationship with a purpose. The second part of our vision statement is that we are building people to grow to be like God. That means that we act like Christ. We walk like Christ. We talk like Christ. We serve like Christ. We sing like Christ. Now this requires two things. First, we need to know what Christ says. What does the Bible say? But the second thing is that we should live like Jesus. Understanding this is not just about what we don't do. It also, amen, is how we treat people. You see, Christianity is not just about theology. It's also about sociology. Amen. Theology is the study of God. Sociology is the study of people. Well, what I'm saying here is that Christianity is not just what you know, but how you live. That is what people, amen, is watching to see how you are living. The story is told about a stressed out woman who was tailgating a man on a busy street. Suddenly, the light turned yellow just in front of him. He did the right thing. He stopped at the crosswalk, even though he could have beat the red light by accelerating through the intersection. The tailgating woman was furious, honking her horn, screaming in frustration as she missed her chance to get through the intersection, dropping her cell phone and makeup. As she was still in the mid-rank, she heard a tap on the window and looked up into the face of a very serious police officer. The officer ordered her to exit the car with her hands up. He took her to the police station where she was searched, figured, fingerprinted, photographed, and placed in a holding cell. After a couple of hours, a policeman approached the cell and opened the door. She was so exalted by the point that she had been booked into prison and arrested and was waiting a man for what they was going to do to her. He said, "I'm very sorry for the mistake. You see, I pulled up behind your car while you was blowing your horn, flipping off the guy in front of you and cussing a blue steak at him. I noticed the Choice Life license plate holder that said, 'What would Jesus do?' bumper sticker. The following me to Sunday school bumper sticker. And the chrome plate, Christian fish, amen, element on the trunk. Naturally, I assume you had stole the car. I got to let you know people are watching you. You can testify, I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. But when you get on the outside, what kind of action will you have? In fact, if we want to listen to what we have to say, we have to live a way that is attractive to them. In Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. Against such, there is no law. These are the things that should mark a Christian. Why are you talking about this, Pastor? Well, this is the first of the year, and I want everybody marching in step on your way to heaven. And don't let nothing distract you from reaching your goal. And the only way you're going to reach your goal, you got to follow the instructor. And that instructor is Jesus Christ. In fact, what Paul is writing is that if you want to know if God is working in some of your life, then these are the things we'll show other folks. The first characteristic that Paul says will show is love. This isn't surprising. Most people know that Christians are supposed to be loving. Supposing. Yeah, supposing to be loving. After all of that is, Jesus said that all the commandments, the most important was to love God and then love everyone else. When we look at the word that was used here, I think it's important to see the entire meaning. This word is agape. It means to love. It means to cherish. It means to esteem. It meets its objectives and imparts confidence that when expressed without terror. I think that when we look at the word love, we expect to see words like cherish and esteem. But do we expect to see that it imparts confidence? But isn't confidence part of essence of the gospel? Think about it, if you will. Think back to Romans 10:13 that we looked at, amen, in the earlier service. Everyone who called on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
You notice again that it's everyone, not just Big Johnny, not just Little Johnny, not just Carrie Sue. It's everybody, not someone, not most, not if you are good enough. It says that everyone that calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you commit your life to Christ, if you make him Lord, capital L, in other words, you agree to let him be God and you be the one of his people, then you will be saved. In other words, you have to develop a relationship with God. This is something that can give you confidence more than just salvation. It's promised to work in you, to give you the strength and ability to be better and to do more than you ever could ever do on your own. You have to understand that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all of things become new. You might remember what I used to do. How I used to dance, how I used to do the twists and the mashed potatoes. I know young folks don't know nothing about that. But now, since Jesus has made a change in my life, amen, things have turned around. The things I used to do, I don't want to do no more. When I was a child, I did and act as a child. But now that I become a man, I put away childish things. Oh, y'all don't hear me today. Amen. When you compare, amen, this with every other religion, they're all about what you can do for God or what you won't do because of God. Then if you do enough, or refrain from enough, when you die, you may go to heaven or Nineveh, or you will be reincarnated as someone really cool rather than a fly. The point is, you won't know until you get there. You die hoping, amen, that you have done enough. But a Christian, Christian, you die knowing that Jesus did enough. Come on, somebody, tell Jesus did enough for me. And because of your faith, amen, it is enough. That is your confidence. You can't rely on yourself. You have to rely on the blood of Jesus. Amen. That sad thing is that for most people, when they think of Christianity, the list stops there in their eyes. Christians are just supposed to be loving. But that is just the beginning of Paul's list. Next, he says that God will give us joy. Somebody say joy. Amen. That word, it means gladness of heart. This kind of joy exists in any situation. Did y'all hear me? It exists in any situation. But the only way it can happen, amen, you can't let the world give it to you. It has to come from the Lord. The source of our joy, of our happiness, is God. And we get that despite whatever our current circumstances is. That's why so many people are walking around so sad. It's because you're depending on somebody in your life to give you joy. But when you get to the point, you know that the joy of the Lord is your strength. I have a number of friends on Facebook. Here's what we notice. Most of our friends who are actively living as a Christian, meaning they pursue God with their lives and are actively living for him within a church, are joyful all on their own. They are taking trips working on mission projects, doing things, amen, with their families, and they love it enough to post about it, picturing on Facebook. You better be careful, because when you post it on Facebook saying I'm in Miami, somebody said, well, I'm going in your house. The people, amen, that aren't living with Christ as Lord, capital L, are different. Most of their posts either are complaints or includes a reference to how much alcohol either just consumed or planning to consume. My point is not that drinking is wrong, but the Bible simply tells us don't get drunk. But if the source of your happiness are artificial, then it's only a crutch, and it won't last but for a little while. You want the joy. You want the joy of the Lord. Amen. I recommend Jesus. Amen. For his spirit can take you higher than you ever could go. The concept flows with the next word, peace. The Greek word here is eros. It denotes state of undisturbed well-being. This is different than joy, but it's similar. Those of us who have found the real thing in Jesus Christ is different. After you live with him long enough, you know, amen, you know that you know that you know, amen, what God can do for you. Jesus wept when Lazarus died, but there's also an underlying peace, because we are not hoping that they are in heaven waiting for us. We know that they are there. Because of that, even in the darkness time of our human existence, there is peace that comes from the Holy Spirit. God said, I will leave you. Jesus says, I leave you peace. Amen. This is also, amen, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. There is the patience. And I'm getting ready to get out of here. Amen. A quality of a person who has power to advance himself, yet refrain from doing so. In 1 John 3:18 tells us to love with actions and in truth. In other words, we are not supposed to just talk about helping other people. We are supposed to actually do something about helping them. Do I have a witness in here? Amen. The next character is goodness. The moral quality of goodness. I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters. This is really surprising, amen, to some people. But I want you to understand a couple of concepts about this. First of all, do you see, amen, where it is on the list? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and then goodness. In it's the sixth on the list. So many people trying to be good or thinking that they can because of mostly good. They can judge other people. And Paul writing that love and kindness, both of which excludes judgment, are ahead of goodness. I'm better than the person because I'm so good. You know how people like to stick their chest out. Yes, but are you kind? The second thing you see about it is that so many people focus on Christianity being about keeping a bunch of rules. Uh-oh. Some people have set so many rules that they can't connect with nobody. They find themselves sooner or later by themselves. Amen. This is talking about what you should do. This isn't saying don't do evil. It is saying do good. Next, we're faithful, which is the word pietas. It means obedience to faith. Amen. It's faith in actions. In other words, we don't just say that we believe in God. We live like we believe in God. Do I have a witness here? James put the concept of faithfulness and kindness together in one passage in his letter to the church. James says in James 2, 14 to 17, what good is it, my brother, if a man claim to have faith but have done no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothing and daily food. If one of you say to him, go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed, but doesn't do nothing about his physical need, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. This is clear, amen, analogy when you understand the entire concept. It's not being kind if you see someone who is cold and hungry and you have, amen, to have power to help them and you don't simply say you will. If they're still cold and hungry, you can tell them God loves them all you want. But if you don't do something about helping their need, then you haven't done anything. In the same way, James writes that if you say you are a Christian, but you don't live like it, it doesn't show up in your actions, then you aren't faithful. If you aren't faithful, then James says you don't have the type of faith that saves you. So I want you to understand, in other words, if your faith doesn't lead to your actions, then you aren't really believing in God and you are not saved. Paul would say that you haven't called on Jesus as Lord of your life. You haven't made him first place in your life. And so, my brothers and sisters, it's important that we put our faith in action. It's important that we recognize the fact that God is available for all of us. As new members, I say unto you, the Bible is your directions. The Bible is the word of God. If you really want to know how to fellowship, if you really want to know how to love, just pick up the Bible. It will show you God giving you directions from earth to glory. When I began, amen, to study the Bible, when I was a young man, I realized that there was something special about the Word of God. As I read it and the Spirit began to deal within on the inside, I realized I didn't have to rely on other folks. I didn't have to do what they do to make myself look good. All I had to do was just follow God's instructions. So I say to you today, some of you might be saying, I need to be like Mike. I need to be like somebody else. No, you need to be like Jesus if you want the best in life, because Jesus is the best thing that could ever happen to you. If you need healing, he can heal you. If you need to be delivered, he can deliver you. If you need saving, he can save you. But you got to turn your life over to Jesus. If you want to be the member of God's church, I want you to hear this. If you want to be a member of God's church, you got to recognize the fact you are serving God. Don't come in here thinking you're serving Steve. No, no, no. I'm just a caretaker until Jesus comes. He will do the separating when he comes. I don't have the right to say that you can't come in here. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what you're wearing. It's up to you. The main thing is that when you come, I want you to know Jesus is available. Jesus is available. I won't have to worry about how you dress once you get Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. When he cleans you up, he cleans your mind first. so that you can act and think like a child of God. You can work faithfully because you know you're working for Jesus. For it's not about what you wear, but it's about where your heart is. If your heart is right, you gonna serve right. If your heart is right, you gonna sing right. If your heart is right, you gonna pray right. If your heart is right, you gonna serve right. If your heart is right, you gonna love right. If your heart is right, you gonna have joy. If your heart is right, you gonna have peace. If your heart is right, you gonna do the will of God, building people. That's what we should be about. Let your light so shine that men and women can see your good works and glorify the Father. Start building character in other people by being an example to them. Now, some folks never going to see it. Our Sunday school taught us that, didn't it? Huh? When God gives you the truth, some people never really see it. Why? Because they want to go their way. And the Bible simply says the ways of a man is death. We got to be careful. We got to be careful that we make sure that our relationship with God is sure. That we have a piece of the rock. To know that if I don't wake up in the morning, I know everything is going to be all right. Listen, and I'm finished. Don't let nobody steal your joy. I've seen folk come and join the church, and they get turned off by certain people. Jesus simply says, vengeance is mine, and I will repay. If we keep our eyes on Jesus, and we just work for the master, people don't have no heaven or hell to put you in. Reverend James says, sticks and stones can break my bones, and words will kill you. Come on, somebody. But words can only kill you if you let them kill you. Listen, always remember, I am what God says I am. And I'm finished. And Reverend James, he always gives out these little nuggets. He talks about the man in the mirror. Huh? You got to look in the mirror. And this mirror that I'm talking about is not the physical mirror. It is the Word of God. That's where you find yourself, in the Word of God. So you don't have to worry about what people say about you. They can tell you you ain't nothing. But if you are doing what the master say do, don't worry about what they say. I know I got a seat in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Sing something, Steve. We going home. Stand to your feet. We offer Christ to you today. Today can be your day. And don't consider that you're joining us. Consider you joining Jesus. Because our invitation is not just for New Hope. You can go to any church that you want. But the main thing is, we want you to get Jesus. You get saved, and you can serve anywhere you want. So if you're here this morning and you want to give your life to the Lord, or perhaps you might decide you want to join this church, we offer Christ to you today.
Will you come and surrender your life to Him? Be all that God wants you to be. Build relationships right in the church. Learn to talk to people. Somebody right next to you could be your next electrician, could be your next carpenter, could be your next plumber. But if you don't talk to them, many times you miss your blessing. God wants us to fellowship. That's how we get to know each other. Know what you can do and know what I can do. How I can help you and how you can help me when we fellowship. Look at somebody and say, you're my friend. You're my friend. Come on, tell somebody, you're my friend. You're my friend. You're my friend.
On every
you're my friend. You're my friend. Yeah, you're my friend. Christian experience candidate baptism.
I feel
for Christ
like
in you.
Going
same.
On. Yeah. I feel like going on.
That's what he'll do to you. This can be your day. Something. You had a heavy heart all week long. Something's been troubling you. Jesus simply says, casting all your cares upon me because he careth for you. Won't you at this time stretch forth your hands toward the altar? Reverend James, right where you are, I want you to lead us in prayer. Just pray over these. One who is seeking for an answer.
Yes.
Seeking for deliverance.
Yes.
Seeking for hope. Seeking for peace. Just let go and let God. Let it go right now. Let it go right now. Whatever it is. It's been 5 years since it happened. It's time to let it go. Some of them people are even dying. You still holding on. Let it go. Let's pray with the preacher.
God gave us a song that the angels cannot sing. I've been washed in the blood of the crucified one. I've been redeemed. The Lord has been so good to me. He's opened doors I could not see. Sometimes when I am feeling low, no one to care, no place to go. Father is rich in houses and land. He holds the power of the world in his hands. Heavenly Father, here we are on such a grand occasion as welcoming new members to our church. We thank you, Father, that all of our new members thought it not robbery to come to the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church of Powder Springs, Georgia, and call it home. Father, we want you to be a fence all around them. Lead them, guide them, and protect them along life's highways and byways. Father, we have many who are in our congregation right now. As a preacher friend of mine would say, they have their isms and they have their schisms. But with just a touch, if we can just touch the hem of your garment, we might be made whole. So, Father, whatever it is that might be on our minds or in our lives, some of us have illnesses. Some of us have financial difficulties. Some of us are bereaved because we've lost that special someone. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And by your stripes, we are healed. David said, surely the twin towers of grace and mercy,
my Lord,
shall follow us all the days of our life.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus said that in him we would find peace.
Yes, Lord.
Not as the world gives, that he gives unto us.
My Lord.
So we need not let our hearts be troubled.
My Lord.
Neither should we let them be afraid. Continue to bless our pastor.
Please, Lord.
Letting him down deep in your storehouse of wisdom and knowledge. And let us follow him as he follows you.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Somebody give praises unto the Lord. Somebody give praises unto the Lord. Listen. Look, walking down the aisle. Sister Angie Smith that had a stroke. Come on, somebody. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? Hallelujah. First time that she's been able to come to church in many, many months. We thank God for her presence today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. We got one that has come. Amen. That
Pastor, New Hope family, we have joining us with Christian Experience, Sister Natasha King.
Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. So good to have you to come and join us. You look like you can sing. All right. Y'all got a choir member. Praise God. God bless you. We pray that we can be the church to help you to grow, to mature in the word of God.
We thank you for considering us, and we pray that we can be a blessing to you. Please go with our counselors. They're going to give you some information and get some from you. Amen. Let the church say amen. Say amen again. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Now, we say to our new members, listen, there's some people join the church and they want to be bench warmers. But there is work to be done. I want you to understand something, that there is no big shots or little shots here. This church is ran by Jesus. As I said earlier, I'm just a caretaker. And so we want you to feel at home and feel a part of the church. Whatever ministry you can go and join, please do. And if somebody mess with you, let me know so I can put them on notice. They don't like coming to my office. So if they mess with you, just let me know. Amen. I'll find something for them to do. Clean up outside or something. Praise God. All right. God bless you. As we get ready to, Brother Ray has got it.
As the preacher would say, did not our heart burn today for the word that we receive? Amen. Truly, God is good. So, new members, I want to leave you with something, as this is my last time, and I thank you for even considering me to be in this position. We gave you, the church issued you a Bible. You take that and apply it. Put on the whole armor of God. When you can't figure it out, there's an answer in the armor. When you can't find what you need to be, they've made it plain for you. Go to the back. And they'll tell you about situations where you can go and apply the armor. When you need it, get on your knees. The harder it get, pray just as hard. When hard things get rough, pray just as hard. And sometimes you have to steal away in the middle of the day sometimes. When you're at work and folk don't understand you and things are going around, and sometimes you have to just stand and be still and let God have his way. You have to know when to speak and not to speak. Let him use you. One of the mothers told me once, I don't hear what you're saying, but I can see what you're doing. Let the Lord lead you. And we're going to leave you with this here. I got a little homework for you. I want you to look up Matthew 25:14-30. It talks about your talents. Don't sit down on your talents, because the Lord will take them from you. Use your talents, for the harvest is ripe and the laborers are few. Get on board. The train is moving. Get on board. I thank you. We're going to have Pastor with the remarks, and then we're going to have Sister Young to come. Oh, Pastor.
Good afternoon, New Hope. I apologize, but my partner in crime just walked in. She had a stroke 3 years ago, and she was trying her best to get here. She sent me a text and said the devil was trying to keep her away. I said, sweetie, don't worry. I'll call you when I get home. And she walked in. So, whew, thank you, Jesus. Pastor Steve, thank you for the opportunity to stand before you all to be the president of the Courtesy Ministry. I'm an usher as well. Deacon Davis, thank you for this voluntold position. He asked me to do it, and at the same time, he was like, when can you start? So, New Hope, I thank you all for giving me the opportunity to serve. Let's give our new members a round of applause. I won't hold you all long, and since Pastor did the right hand of fellowship, if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to call me. You all should all have my number. If not, you know, to see me at the services. I do have some tokens of appreciation for the people who just always in our corner and always going beyond the call of duty. That's that military term. I know Nicole's up in the media area up there, but Nicole, I have something special for you. She's a Buckeye fan. So I have something special for you as well as the First Lady. First Lady, we're going to bring it to you. You don't have to come down.
Amen.
She's way over there.
While you're on the gift to Nicole, I want you to understand that I believe this program, she put it together. And the program, the Christmas program that we had, she put it together. So let's praise God.
Yes.
For her and the talent that she has blessed us with. Amen. I just wanted to mention that because I forgot to say it at the Christmas service. Man, a lot of things I don't have to do no more because she's here. And I appreciate that. Amen.
She's a jewel. I thank you for everything. Also, I have two gentlemen I like to thank. No matter what I need, they're at my car. They're bringing boxes in for me. They're giving out visitors' cards, and they're just always willing to help. Not just me, but they're doing it for New Hope. Brother Darrell Green, Deacon Jerome Wyatt. Thank you. My new voluntold vice president, Sister Mary Rice. Deacon Davis trained me well. I also want to recognize Miss Evil, Megan. Let me get it right. McTaggart. Miss Evil, would you please stand? Miss Evil has always been available to the new members as well as the visitors. The new members, you have items in your gift bag. These are made by Miss Evil.
Amen.
We love you, Miss Evil, and we're glad that you were able to come out today. Thank you so much for everything that you do for New Hope.
Amen. I didn't know Mother Evil was here. Praise God for her today. Amen. Amen. We're so happy to see you. Praise God.
And also Sister Pat Norwood. I'm not sure if she's in the audience, but we have cupcakes in the vestibule, and she made the cupcakes. So if you like them and you need cakes made or pies or whatever, she's the person to do that.
Oh, yeah. She can do a good job.
And I think I covered everybody. I hope I did. But thank you again, Pastor, for believing in me. Amen. I mean, amen. As Reverend Kitchen said to the new members, if you avail yourself, the Lord will do the rest. Because a few years ago, I couldn't get up here and do this.
Amen.
But I had a person that stayed on me about ushering, go to this meeting, go to that meeting,
amen,
do this and do that. So that's why I'm able to do what I do.
Praise
I thank
God.
You guys for everything, for the support. Nicole, I couldn't do this without you, sweetie. Thank you. I love you guys.
Praise
thank you.
God. All right. Come on, let's give Sister Angela Young a great big hand. Amen for her support.
We have one last announcement. The youth choir will be rehearsing immediately after service. Let me say that one more time. Immediately after service. Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. We thank you so much for your patience. I know service was a little long today. Amen. But it was worth it for our new members. Amen. So we thank you so much for your patience. And we want to thank this wonderful choir. Amen. Singing so beautiful. Amen. Y'all sing like y'all happy. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Hallelujah. Thank you, musicians, director. Amen. We appreciate you so much. Our ushers, thank y'all so much. We appreciate you. And our sound technicians, thank you guys. Amen. For your great job. And thank all of you for being here today. We appreciate you. Amen. See, I have to recognize that there was no you, there won't be no me. There wouldn't be a need. So I thank God for you every day. As we get ready to close out, amen, if you would, everyone that can, just point your hands toward Sister Angie Smith. We're going to come down and we're going to pray for her. Amen, that God will renew her strength and heal her from that stroke. There's nothing too hard for God. Amen. If we but trust him, he will work things out for our good. So ask our ministers if y'all would come at this time. And as we're doing this, we're going to let you go home. Amen. Right after this, as we pray for her healing today. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Ask, where's my mic? Where's my mic? Ask Reverend Ratcliffe if she would lead us in prayer. Praise God. We believe in by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. Heal today, Lord. Heal today. In the name of Jesus.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, yes. We come on this day.
Yes, Lord.
God, you know why we're here.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh God, you said ask.
Act.
And it shall be given.
Yes, Lord.
Seek.
Yes, Lord. Seek.
And we shall find.
Yeah.
Oh God, knock.
Yeah.
And the door shall be opened unto
God.
Us, oh God.
Yes.
Father, we're seeking you right now.
Right
Lord
now,
God.
Lord. Right
Father,
now.
We're seeking you on this
yes,
day, oh
Lord.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you
touch.
Know your daughter, oh
yeah,
God.
Lord.
You know what she stands
yes,
in need
Lord.
Of, oh
touch
God.
Right now.
You know she's a faithful
yeah.
servant, oh
yes,
God.
Lord.
You know she loves you,
yes,
oh God.
God.
You
yes,
know
God.
She adores you, oh
yes,
God.
Lord.
You said, oh God, that you were a healer, oh
yes,
God.
Yes.
Father, we're praying right now because we know that you are
yeah,
all
yeah,
in
yeah,
Gilead,
yeah, yeah,
oh God. We
Jesus.
Bring her to you right now,
yes,
oh God,
yes.
unselfishly, oh God.
Yes.
We bring her to you now, oh God, for divine healing, oh
yes,
God.
Lord.
For divine restoration,
yes,
oh God.
Yes,
restore
Lord.
Her now, oh
do
God.
Lord,
renew, oh God.
Please, Lord,
send a fresh wind
yeah.
her way, oh God.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
in,
yeah,
the
yeah,
in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch her, Lord God, from the crown of her head.
Yes,
to the sole of our feet, oh
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
Do it right now in
please,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Yes.
Yeah, God. Yeah, God.
Heal. Heal.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, whatever medication they have on, we
yeah.
pray right now that it is being used, oh
yes.
God. And it is doing the job,
yes,
oh God.
Lord. Yes,
heck,
Lord.
Whatever doctor that she's seeing,
yeah,
oh God.
God. Yeah,
we
God.
Pray that doctor is doing what you would
yes,
have him to
God.
Do, oh
yes,
God.
God. Yes,
in
God.
The name of Jesus,
yes.
Lord God. We pray that every care, everyone
yeah, 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 yeah.
that comes out to see about her, oh God,
yes.
that their heart is pure, their mind is right,
yes,
oh God,
Lord.
That
yes,
you
Lord.
Are the one that sent her her way.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus. Please,
we
Lord.
Thank you for your healing
thank
power.
You.
We thank you for healing
yes,
right
Lord.
Now.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for healing
yes,
right now.
Hallelujah.
In
Lord.
The name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
God, because we know you not only heal, but you will make a whole,
yes,
oh God.
Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Make a hole right now.
Please, sir.
In the
yes,
mighty
sir.
Name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Send your healing.
Send your healing, Lord. Yes.
Do it now.
Do it, God.
Yes, God.
Please.
We honor you and we love you.
Please, Lord.
We
thank
give you
me.
Glory.
Yes.
We give you praise.
Yes.
For it is done in Jesus',
Jesus name.
Name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus',
Jesus name.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And bless
amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We love you. Bless you. Bless you. Come on, give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Come on. Let's praise him for the victory. Praise him for the healing. Praise him for the deliverance. In the name of Jesus. 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 We have the victory. Stand as we get ready to be dismissed. Thank you so much for your patience today. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest through and abide us now, henceforth and forevermore. Let every heart say, amen. God bless.
bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the day, a wonderful week. We love you. Love you, mom.